Yeah, the Rambam writes that whenever he came across the Yisod, he always would stop everything and go into the Yisod. With me, it's a little different. When I come across something I enjoy doing that thing right away. So in the Agada, you have Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. So what is the Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu? Why is that in the Agada over there at that spot? It's after what? It's after Maisa Rebbe Lozor. Let me get the Maisa Rebbe Lozor Yeshua. Yeah, after Maisa Rebbe Lozor Yeshua was Messiah, and then you have Amar Lener Arani Kvenchiv Mishana, then it says Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu Baruch Shem Sotel Lama Yisrael. It's interesting, the Ram doesn't have Baruch Hu, it just says Baruch HaMakom. Oh, he has it afterwards. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Shem Sotel Lama Yisrael Baruch Hu. Kineged Abba Bonim Debritara. So the moment you start Baruch HaMakom is really a Birchas HaTorah. So the moment the Baal HaGadah gets involved in the Torah of the mitzvah, which is Keneged Abba Bonim Dibra Torah, so he makes a Birchas HaTorah. He makes a Birchas HaTorah. After he finishes the Maisa of Rebbe Lozor, so the stories and the Avodah Mayinu and the Manishtana, when he gets into the Limura Torah, Keneged Abba Bonim Dibra Torah, so before he says that, he says a Birchas HaTorah. Why? Because apparently the Haggadah is a species of Talmud Torah. So it's a species of Talmud Torah, so it requires a Birchas HaTorah. It's not the same Birchas HaTorah that we make every day, because that Birchas HaTorah wouldn't really be appropriate for the Torah Shel HaGadah. But for the Torah Shel HaGadah, which is a species of Limud HaTorah, so it demands a very special Birchas HaTorah. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. Okay? Baruch Shenasan Torah Lama Yisrael. That's Baruch HaMakom Shenasan Torah Lama Yisrael Baruch. Okay? So somebody asked me a very good kasha on Birchas HaTorah. I wanted to bring it to your attention. That Tosfos asks in Brachos, he says, how is it possible that we're mafsik between the Birchas HaTorah that we make in the morning and the Limud HaTorah, because the Bali Tesvus used to work in the morning and then they used to learn in the afternoon. So he asks, Tesvus asks, why isn't it a hefsik when we're working between the bracha and between the limud? So Tosfos says it's not a hefsik because the Birchas HaTorah is not like a bracha of Netilas Lulav, that's a maisa, or achilas matzah. But the Birchas HaTorah is really a bracha of lasot with the Torah, to be involved in Torah. So what does involved mean? Involved means that in the back of your mind is always the Torah. That if you're doing something and somebody would stop you, you immediately go into Talmud Torah. So that's why Tosfos uses a strange lashon. He says, "Anu kmo anu shaholchin chatzi hayom b'li Torah." We go without Torah. We're missing something. So that missing, it means that you're osuk. That you're osuk. And that's why it says, Vagisa bo yomam v'layla is not a mitzvah of a maisa of learning. Vagisa bo yomam v'layla means you should be involved in it day and night. So the Lashon HaKra is really a Lashon of his askus, being osuk. So that's why the Balei Tosfos say there's no efsik. because we're osuk the entire time. We're working, but if somebody would stop us from working, immediately we'd start thinking and learning, talking and learning. So we are osuk b'divrei Torah. So there is no hefsek whatsoever. Okay. So Aaron asked me a good question, okay? That Aaron Zimmer asked me, he said, that's good for the Balei Tesis. Okay? For Moshe, it was good for the Rav. But for us, it doesn't seem appropriate. I mean, we're not on that level that when we do something, we're really involved in Torah, we're preoccupied with Torah, and this is just like an intermission that we can't wait to get back to Torah. Many of us close the Gemara, unfortunately, with a slam. Goodbye. That's it. Be back in 3 hours. So I wouldn't call such a person an avarian. I mean, he's really a person that, on the contrary, is a tzaddik. He's sitting and learning, and he's kavei to the Torah. But he's not on the madrega of the Balei Tesis, who were completely preoccupied and consumed by Torah. So Aaron Zimmer asked me yesterday, he says, so why isn't it a hefsek for us? Because when we really stop learning, we often forget about Torah. Occasionally we think about Torah when we leave the base of matters, we think about a problem too. But there are times when we simply close the Gemara. And why shouldn't we have to make another bracha after such a state of mind where you really are mafsik between the bracha and between Talmud Torah? So I wanted to answer the question. I thought it was an interesting answer. That, you see, what would you do? You would have to say that it's a hefsek. And what would you do? You'd make him say the bracha again. Lasak b'divrisar. But he didn't do that. He's not going to do it again. So what are you accomplishing by repeating the lasak b'divrisar? There's no reason to repeat it. He's not on the level of lasak b'divrisar. And now he's going to make another bracha lasak b'divrisar, and again he won't be involved. I mean, it'll be a bracha l'vatala. But the answer, I think, is that la'asok b'divrei, the birchas haTorah are formulated in a different way. See, the Torah can't change the perfection of a formulation. But nevertheless, the Torah has to apply and conform the bracha to the situation. So what is the Birchas HaTorah really on? And Lasok B'Divrei Torah. And then the third bracha too, the three brachas. What is the bracha about? The bracha defines the Chovas HaTorah. That's what the bracha defines. Chovas Talmud Torah. Because you can't change the Chovas Talmud Torah and make it into a Maisa because a person is not involved, so you'll change the nature of the bracha. So the bracha is a chiyuv to enunciate the nature of the chovas haTorah. So whether he complies with it or not, it's not a hefsek. Because the chiyuv, the nature of the chiyuv is to enunciate the formulation every day. And even though he's not up to that formulation, but the bracha is to enunciate the formulation. It's not totally in the kiyum. It's a separate bracha of enunciating the chov asamitzvah. It's different than a tilas luv. So even though the person isn't mekayim lasak b'divrei Torah, it's a very high level, but it's not a bracha l'vatala, because the nature of the machayev is to enunciate what the formula is. Know the formula. It's a unique sophisticated formula. So you have to know that formula. What if the person, so you'll ask me, but if a person goes to sleep, so we say he is chayiv again? Why is he chayiv again? So the answer is, and why is every night shina a mafsik? The answer is the mafsik is when you're not in a state of mind to appreciate the chovas of it. So, what is that? If you're not in a state of mind to appreciate the chovas of mitzvah, so that's a hafzik. So the chi of bracha is to enunciate and to realize and to understand the chovas of mitzvah. If you lapse out of a state where you can appreciate the chovas of mitzvah, then you're chayiv in a bracha again. It's a completely different type of formulation because of the nature of the perfection of Talmud Torah. And the nature of the Sviras Dvarim of the Bracha. So it has a different Hagdara, a different definition as to what is considered a Hefsek and what is not considered a Hefsek. Over here, the Chiv is to enunciate the profound formula of Talmud Torah. And it's not the Asiyah Satara. It's not a Maisa Asiyah, it's a state. And as long as you're in that state where you can appreciate the formulation, it's not a hefsek. Okay. Just wanted to mention. Yes, what's the question?
If that's the case, why do you need to say Sukkim of Torah right after you make the bracha? Why can't you just have the bracha itself?
That's a good question. Anybody want to try to answer? What?
Tosa says you don't say the bracha.
Taish says you don't say so.
Right.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's good. I mean, that's good. You mean it's only Lerai. They just say it as an example of what Talmud Torah is.
He says there's a note like that, but he says you don't have to say it because you explained before.
Okay, good. Yes?
But sometimes when you work, they put you in a state of mind which is very stressful and you wouldn't be able to appreciate the Pumbaa.
No. No, because what Taisus is saying is there's no concept of it's a different kind of hefsek. Since the bracha is lasok, it's not the same hefsek as you ordinarily have by birkas hamitzvah. It doesn't lend itself to the idea of hefsek. Because the nature of the chovas hamitzvah doesn't lend itself to hefsek. So the phenomenon of hefsek is inapplicable here. So therefore, what is the only hefsek you have when you can't realize the meaning of the state? That's what Taisus is saying. It's a different kind of bracha completely. It doesn't lend itself to the ordinary concepts of hefsek. So therefore, the only type of hefsek it lends itself is hefsek adas, which would mean where the person is in a state where he's incapable of appreciating the sphere's dvarim of the bracha. That's only if he's sleeping. It's all machlekes by sleeping. As a matter of fact, some say you only chayev every day, once a day, even if you're sleeping, you're not chayev. So that certainly, according to us, is very explainable. Because it's once a day, it's a shevach, once a day shevach. Okay?
Ready?
Yep.
So why does it have to be a shevach? Like if it just formulated the what the Kula is, then why doesn't you just...
It has to be Shevach because Rashi says in Brachos, because it's the biggest Shvachos Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. It demands Shevach.
What demands Shevach?
Torah. Because Talmud Torah is the biggest matana that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael, and that's what makes the relationship between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's the greatest thing that we have in terms of our Avodas Hashem, so it demands Shevach. Rashi on the Brachos. Okay.
So is it still a good
Hashem
Mitzvah, or is it just, it's not even, I mean,
what do you mean?
Like, it has a formulation of the good Hashem Mitzvah, but is it, but since it's not functioning like other ones, would you still say it's a
Birkas HaMitzvah,
or is it something else
completely? No, it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. But the formulation of Hefsik is different. But it's a Birkas HaMitzvah. And I don't understand, how can you make the bracha without Shevach?
Well, if you're saying that the function of the bracha is not
to
Shevach,
then
it's to formulate the...
No. It's definitely Shevach. Every bracha is Shevach. You can't have a bracha without Shevach. But the nature, what I'm saying is that the nature of the formulation doesn't allow itself to the type of hefsek that ordinary Maisa HaMitzvah allow themselves to be subject to. Okay? Okay, what I want to take up is Afikoman. And there are a few points here that are interesting points. One point that I think I mention almost every year, because as I said before, I enjoy it very much. It's from the Rav. And the Rambam says, in Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Hey, and it's Halacha Tes. Unfortunately, when they corrected the Rambams, if you have the... what's this one?
Frankel.
I don't know. The Frankel and the Kafach one, in my opinion, is completely wrong over here when they moved the test from where the old Rambam had it. Because the old Rambam had the test over here. Two lines up. Mishum shenemar shmartem es hamatzos... Klomar, Hizor, Ruben Matza, Vishimuroso, Mikol Sad Chimutz, Lefichach, Amruchachamim, Sarach Adam Lizor, Bedogon, Sheochom, Menu Pesach, Shelo Yovo Olav Mayim, Achashenikzar, Ad Shelo Yeboshum Chimutz. That's the way the Ram should read. If you move the test down to Lefichach, it doesn't make any sense. Because it's going on before, where it says, that Tavshel v'nimtzibo, that nimtzibo se'orim that are yivashim. So he says, Motzian osom v'sorfen osom. She'in adogon she'nivlal on nizbashel v'lo nizbaka. Chometz goma sholtara. It's not really chometz sholtara. V'eino elo v'divrei sofer. Now, you can't say mishum shenema or shmatam asamatzos. I mean, that's midaraisa. Ram never has a case where he says it's the Rabbanon Shenema. So it was a mistake. This is something which I think the Brisk has brought to people's attention, which I think is right, that there were some mistakes in the old Mishnah Torah. And the reason why they changed it is because they corrected it. It was corrected. The old way was correct. But it turns out that the more original documents were wrong over here. And that's why they corrected it. So the test should be from before. Mishum shenema ushmarta mesamatzos klomars hizoru b'matzo v'shimro oso mikol satrimutz. Since the Torah says that lefichach amr chachamim tzorech adam lizor b'dogon shachamim v'pesach. So a person has to be careful that he shouldn't eat anything shelo yovo olav mayim acha shenikza ad shelo yebo shum chimotz. Okay? So shmartam as matzos tells you that you should only eat matzah mishmeres, all Pesach. And that is the minig of many people who are machmer like the Rambam. You don't have to be, but if you're machmer like the Rambam, so you eat more matzah all Pesach. If not, you only eat it on the night for the first two nights. Okay, but the Ramashita at any rate is that since the Torah says Shmartam as Matzos, so that's a halacha. That it's not simply that the matzah doesn't have chametz, But it has to be shamur, mishas kitzira mikol tzad chimutz. It's not matzah that doesn't have chametz. If you accidentally ate matzah that didn't have any chametz, you would still be over. You wouldn't be over in Issacharis, but you still would be over because it has to be matzah that's guaranteed from chimutz. Guaranteed is part of the cheftza shel heter achila. So the fact that the matzah is guaranteed from chimutz, that's what makes it matzah. In other words, it's not simply if I could discern through chemical analysis that there's no chametz, that wouldn't be good. I know, or I found out later there was no chametz and I ate it. I wasn't over karas, but I still didn't eat a beheta, because beheta means not simply there is no chametz, but I know there's no chametz. Okay, so that's why you can only eat matzah mishmeres. Now the Rambam at the end of the Halachos in Perek Ches. So the Rambam, the very last Halacha. No, I'm sorry, it's not the last Halacha. Not the last Halacha. It's the Yud Gimel, two before. One before. The last Halacha is Yidal, is Yud Gimel. Halacha Yud Gimel Perek Ches. Mi she'ein lo matzah mishumeres ela kizayis, a person that only has a kizayis of matzah that's mishumeres, matzah shmura, kishegomer sudaso mi matzah she'ein mishumeres, when he finishes his suda from matzah that's not mishumeres, mevorech alachilas matzah va'ochlo so kizayis, v'ingen et homach rov klum. So here the Rambam tells you in Perikei you can't eat matzah she'ein mishumeres. And here the Rambam says openly, if you only have a kezayis for matzah mishmeres, you eat it at the end after you eat your full suda for matzah mishmeres. How is that possible? So how is that possible? Yeah, so a lot of people ask the question. Yeah. So the Rav answered the question. So the Rav said there's two types of mishmeres. There's mishmeres from chametz, that's one mishmeres, and there's mishmeres l'shem matzas mitzvah. Mishmeres l'shem matzah. So the Rav explained that the Rambam was held like this. You can't eat matzah she'ena mishumeres at all. But if it was mishumeres from chimutz, for instance, you were making it for a dog and you watched that there was no chimutz, but it wasn't mishumeres l'shem mitzvah, so then you can eat it all Pesach, but you can't eat it to be yotzei chovas mitzvahs matzah, because it wasn't mishumeres l'shem matzah. So there's a negative mishumeres, a mishumeres which is completely negative, that is mishumeres from chimutz, that's one thing. And then there's another kind of mishumeres, a positive mishumeres, a shimur in order to create the matzas mitzvah, the chalos matzas mitzvah. That's where the halacha came, the minute came, some held it, some were very makbid on it, to make the matzah the day before. The day before, after chatzos. I mean, some people still do that, right? Yeah, because they held that that's the only time you can produce a matzah mishmeres. Right when after the chalos shem matzah comes into existence. Okay, but we're not knowing it that way. But at any rate, that's the answer for Rav Gere. I believe it's the only answer you can give that makes sense. Otherwise, you're going to have to start twisting the Rambam.
What would the wife say if they make matzah or a Pesach in the kitchen?
Not advisable. Yeah, okay. All right, there's one more thing I wanted to say on the... This halacha in the Rambam is also found in the Rif.
Really?
Yeah.
When you have a mitzvah that you have to be shomer the mitzvah, or shomer
the aver. Say it again.
When you have a mitzvah that you have to be shomer the mitzvah or the aver, is there any other place like that?
Shmir is a mikdash. It's not a shmira for protection. It's just it's a ma'aseh shmira. It has to be mishmeres. Okay. Yeah. There is a riff. The riff says like this. V'heicha de les le'kula sudasum imatza de mentora ela kezayas, where he only has a kezayas. Bilchud de mentahu de islay, that's all he has. Ochal b'reisha me'heich de lo mentah. Okay, but umavarach al amotzi, l'sof umavarach al kezayas de mentah lach al matzah, v'ochal. Umavarach al morar, v'ochal. V'hoda karach matzah morar, v'ochal b'lo bracha. Okay, that's the riff. So they ask a kasha on the riff, a tame on the riff. That what yesh tameim ala rav alfasi. Why? Because first he says that what the guy only has one kezayis, and then he says what does the guy do? He eats the kezayis b'acharona, and what does he do after the kezayis? He eats mara, and what does he do after the mara? He does karech. So they ask, how could you do karech if you don't have matzah shmura? It's a kof ba'omo. You're just doing a maisa. It's not matzah. It's not real matzah. Has a matzah the mintero. Matzah sheyotzim b'yidei chavas achilasa. So how could the riff say that you only have one kezayis, and then somehow or other, when it comes to karech, he pulls out another kezayis? Where did the riff find the other kezayis? That's the question. So there are two terutzim, and I think there are only two possible terutzim. I can't think of any other one. One terutz is they want to say that the riff holds that you could do karech from any matzah, which I mean is difficult, because karech is really should be from a chefta shel matzah that you yotze. That's the real karech. Well, you're taking a cracker. So it's a ma'aseh b'alma. It doesn't make any sense. So that's difficult. The second teretz they want to give is that the riff didn't mean you only have one kezayis. He meant you have enough kezayisim to be yotze everything you need. But that's very difficult too, because the riff says he only had one kezayis. He says it openly. He says, "Vehechad the lesla yikula asudas and matzah the mintar elikizayis bilchud the mintar who the isle ocho bereish and neich the lo mintar varchal lusof varchal kizayis varchal." Says it twice. So he, how do you to interpret the riff that there were two kizayim? Is not easy. It's not easy. Moreover, the question was raised, and I think we raised it the last time we learned something too, that the riff that's going to come out, the riff took the easier of the two cases. Why did he take the case where the guy has leftover two kezayisim? That's pashut. Why didn't he take a bigger chiddush? The case where the guy only has one kezayis. So even if you interpret the riff to mean he's speaking by two kezayisim, he made a poor choice as to which one of those two cases to take. He should have taken, if the guy has two kezayisim, I'll figure it out myself. One kezayis is for matzah, and the second one is going to be for karech. But what do I do if I only have one kezayis? Not so simple. So he should have better taken the case of one kezayis, like the Rambam has. So I wanted to answer these two questions. That the first question, you see, when we say Zeicher LeMikdash, we have a halacha, for instance, that if a person has a lulav hayovesh, So lulav hayavin, she can't be yotze in netilas lulav on sukkos. But do I not take it at all? So the Gemara says you take it kidei shelo tishtakach taras lulav. So one meaning of zecher is shelo tishtakach taras lulav. It's not really a zecher in the sense that I'm doing that which would be a kiyum a mitzvah then. It's only shelo tishtakach taras lulav. So therefore, the first teretz holds, even if it's matzah she'ena mishmeres, but it's a maisa krecha. And therefore, the zecher l'mikdash, according to him, is simply shelo tishtakach. The Torah shouldn't be forgotten. Korach shouldn't be forgotten. It's a different kind of zecher. That's the first teretz. The second teretz, why, if you learn that the Rif had two kizaisim, why didn't he take the case of one kizayis? Because we have halacha of ein maftir nacha pesach afikama. So the question is, how could he do the maror after the matzah and then do the karech? So the answer is, because ein maftir nacha pesach afikama is only achila shel hanor. It's achila shel hanor. But achila shel mitzvah is not a violation of the Ein Maftir Nacha Pesach Afikom. So the Rif is telling you a very big chiddush by that second kezias. He's telling you that even though it's Zecher L'Migdash, and it's a Zecher, a real Zecher, but it still is a Zecher, don't think that it's optional and therefore will be a Chilas Rishus. But no, it's still categorized as a chila shel mitzvah, because the nihul to do it, even though it's not mamash mitzvah, there's no bracha on it, but it's a nihul shel mitzvah, and therefore it's not, you're not in violation of ein maftir nacha pesach afikam. Okay? Which brings us to the sugya that I wanted to get to, ein maftir nacha pesach afikam. Okay? Yes. So, what is the halacha of ein maftir nacha pesach afikoma? What is the halacha? Bala Gada says that it's so important that you should go as far as teaching your son the halacha ad ein maftir nacha pesach afikoma. So, what is the halacha of afikoma? So, the Gemara asks, "My afikoma," and to this day we don't know. We still are unsure about it. But there are basically three shitas in Afikoma. There's the shitas of Rosh, there's the shitas Rashi and the Rashbam, and then there's the shitas of Rambam, as to what exactly Afikoma is. The shita that most of us think of intuitively is shitas of Rosh. The shitas of Rosh is that the Chachamim took the last kezias of matzah and gave it a din of afikoma. Okay? So that's why you do yachatz. You put away for the afikoma. It's like it has a din of kachem and rabbanon. That's the Rosh Hashita, and it's the easiest shita. That the Chachamim actually created a chafetz shel Pesach, but it's not a real Chefetz Shel Pesach, it's matzah. But in order to make a Zecher L'Migdash, so they gave this matzah mid Rabbanon, it's really as a Shem Pesach. That's the simplest shita. That's the Rosh. Okay. The Rashbam says that what is the Afikoman? The afikoman is the matzah that you yotzei mitzvahs matzah with. And according to him, you're not yotzei matzah till the very end of the Suda, and you make the brachas in the beginning on the matzah that you're not yotzei the mitzvah with. But really, the bracha goes on the matzah that's at the end of the Suda, which you wait to be yotzei, you have bedas, shelo lotzeis, and you only want to be yotzei with the matzah that's at the end of the meal. Okay, so the Rav mentioned Reb Chaim used to do both ways, like on a Tanai. that the first one, if the, like the Rush, and then if that's not the halacha, if the halacha is like Rashi and Rashbam, he would do it in the end. But of course, he couldn't talk during the entire Suda. So that's why it's not, because the first brachas of Alachilas Matzah, the first bracha, goes on the end of the Suda, so he can't talk. So for us, I don't think that's an answer. So, but the Rashbam and Rashi maintain that what is Afikoman? Afikoman means the Matzah Shel Mitzvah. And when are you yotzei the matzah shel mitzvah? You yotzei the matzah shel mitzvah at the end. Why do you wait to the end? Because at the end, you could say it's the matzah shel mitzvah habor and makor. Because our matzah and bismatzah basically to show you kayam, so it was our matzah from Rom Yochlu. So the matzah shel mitzvah was nechal and makor. So therefore, what I do is, I wait to be yotze at the end, because at the end is the matzah shel mitzvah hanechal makarbon, and therefore that's how the afikoman arises. So how do you get an afikoman? You see, the problem the Rishonim had over here is where do you get a substance of an afikoman? You only have matzah. How do you make matzah into afikoman? Afikoman is Pesach. So the Rush answers with a direct answer, namely that the Chachamim gave it a din of Pesach. The Rashbam answers with an indirect answer. He says it becomes Afikoman via association, because since you eat it at the end of Matzah Shel Mitzvah, and Bisman Abayis, it was the Matzah Shel Mitzvah was Nechal together with the Korban at the end. So therefore, via association, this matzah is related to the Korban Pesach, and via association, it becomes a chefzer shel afikam. Okay, do you understand? So you have two ways. One way is a direct route, like the Rush, that the Rabbanon simply gave it a din of Korban Pesach. And the other way is indirect, via association, that really it's matzah. But the matzah that was eaten at the end was the matzah shel mitzvah and nechal l'makarbon. So we eat it at the end like they did, so it's associated to the carbon, and via association it has a shem afikom. Okay? The Rambam has a different idea. The Rambam's idea is that he says like this in Perek Ches Halachates. He says Ubo Achrona Bisman Abayis Ochel Mepsar Pesach Afilu Kizayis VeEino Toy Machrof Klal Ubisman Aze Ochel Kizayis Matzo VeEino Toy Machareh Klum Kidei Sheyehe Hefzik Udoso VeTam Besar HaPesach Oham Matzo Befiv Sheachilosan Hiamitz. So Bizman Abayis, it was really the Pesach. And Bizman Azeh, it's the matzah. But what makes Afikoman? What makes Afikoman into Afikoman according to the Rambam? The fact that you finish your Seuda with a Cheftza Shel Nasis Bar Mitzvah. It's the Gemar HaSuda, you Gomer the Suda with a Cheftza Shel Nasis Bar Mitzvah. The Seuda has a Chal of Shame Midrabanan, Midrais actually, around. The Seuda has a Chal of Shame, so it has a Chal of Shame, so there's components to the Seuda. Tchilas HaSuda, Emtz HaSuda, Demar HaSuda. So the Rambam says that how do you bring into existence the Cheftza Shel Afikoman? By being Gomer the Seuda. It's an accident, the property of the Seuda. That a property of the Suda is that its Gemar should be with a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. So Bizman Abayis, the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah was Pesach. Bizman Hazeh, the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah is Matzah. So I'll ask you a question, and think about it for a second. Bizman Abayis, why couldn't I end it with Matzah also? The Ram says, Bizman Abayis, you use Pesach. And Bizman Hazeh, you do Matzah. But if it's to conclude the Suda with a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. So why Bizman Abayis can I conclude it with Matzah? Matzah is also Cheftza Shel Mitzvah Bizman Abayis. Right? Yeah, so what would you say to that? Yeah. What do you say? So many years ago I heard the Rav give an answer, and he said that the Iker is Pesach. So I thought to myself, what kind of halachic answer is that? What do you mean the Iker is Pesach? Can we determine what's an Iker and what's a Tafel? The matzah, if matzah is the rice, it's also Iker. So I wanted to give a different answer. I wanted to say that in Achilas HaPesach, it's a full-fledged Achila. Because the Rav explained, why does the Rambam say by matzah, he says you eat a kezayis of the matzah, but by Pesach he says v'im lo ochal mimeno ela kezayis yotza. Why doesn't he say it like he says in matzah? Misha ochal mimeno kezayis yotza. He says over here, he says v'im lo ochal mimeno ela kezayis is yotza. Because the reason is that in Korban Pesach there are two kiyumim in the achila. One kiyum is the ma'isa mitzvah of eating kezayis Pesach, but then there's another kiyum that the korban has to be in the echa. That's why you're not allowed to give it to a guy, because he'll be mafkia, the designation of the kedushas of Pesach will be thwarted. So the achila and the Pesach is achila is a kiyum in the cheftza shel Pesach. That the Pesach should be Necha. So that's why I wanted to answer, not like the Rav. That the Pshat is, why are you Gomer Sedasa from Pesach? Because in Pesach you have a full-fledged double Kiyum. You have the Kiyum of the Maisa Mitzvah and the Kiyum of the Chafza. So therefore it's superior to Matzah, which only has a Kiyum of a Maisa Mitzvah. But this year, when I was thinking it over, I see the Rav is right. That the really the Pesach is the Iker. You can say it's not simply that it's a double Maisachila, but you can say further, Pesach is really the Iker. What did the Rav mean by the Pesach is the Iker? He meant that if it weren't for Pesach, you wouldn't have anything. But if it weren't for matzah, you'd have Pesach. Because matzah is only a zecher that, like the Haggadah says, matzah shonu ochlum ha'shem ra'a, and it says, v'yotzi es a botzek asher yotzim v'shem ugos matzos ki lo chametz. So it was just a manner of yitziah. But the real hatzolah was only Pesach. The real Hatzalah was only Pesach. And Keneged Zeh, Pesach Zushan Ochon Al Shema, is Al Shem She Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Botei Avoseinu, B'Mitzrayim, B'Nogbos Mitzrayim, as Abotenu Hitzim. Ayikto Oma Yishachem. So the real Hatzalah and Gula came about through Pesach. That's why you have Machlokas, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva. How late can you eat the Korban Pesach? Ad Chatzos, because at Chatzos, Mitzrayim wanted to chase us out, so we knew that we're free already. So the Pesach is supposed to be before the Gula. It's a means of the Gula. So it's positioned right before the Gula. Once you have this Zman HaGula, the Pesach has no value anymore. The only machlokas is this Zman HaGula when mentally we knew we're free? Because Mitzrayim said, get out, v'amaru l'shachom in ha'aretz, or when we actualized the freedom. We actualized it, we went out. So that's a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. But The Rav was right. The Iker is really Pesach. The Iker is really, because Pesach, everything is Tluya b'Pesach. Amatzah Sumerang Yachlu, it's Karban Pesach. So the Karban Pesach is Iker Mitzvah Salayla. If you have nothing more than, that's why if you have nothing more than the Karban Pesach, you can eat the Karban Pesach. But if you have nothing more than matzah, Bizman HaBayis, you couldn't eat the matzah. Okay, Bizman HaZeh, we can. It's a complicated formulation. I don't know if maybe if we have time, we'll go later. I don't know. Okay, but that's the halacha. Bizman HaBayis, if you had Karban Pesach alone, you could eat it. But if you had matzah alone, you could not eat a Bizman HaBayis. Because the pasuk says that sheish yomim tochal matzos. So the Gemara says uvayom hashvi shavas v'makecha, right? Shavas v'makecha. So the Gemara says mashvi rishus af sheish yomim rishus. And that means sheish yomim means the entire sheish yomim. So with the exception of the matzah on achelas ima pesach, which is a unique maisa achila, matzah per se has no, there's no din matzah per se on leil ha-pesach. Bizman shebeis ha-mikdash ha-yakaya. Bizman hazeh there is, because the pasuk comes back and says, ba'arav tochlo matzos. But ba'arav tochlo matzos is not going bizman beis ha-mikdash. That's the Rashbam. Okay. So, now that we got to here, so I'm recanting. I'm saying the Rav's pshat is a better pshat in my opinion, because he's right. The Iker mitzvah salayla is the Pesach. Okay, but getting back to what we started with, how does the Rambam get his afikoman? He gets his afikoman by placing it at the end of the Suda Shel mitzvah. So according to the Rambam, the afikoman emerges from what? What category of din does the afikoman emerge from? What category of din, of halacha? Which category brings about the afikoman? What's the answer? What? Maisa. The category of maisa. In other words, the maisa achila that he does, b'sof hasuda, is what brings about what? The cheftza shel afikoman. Okay, so it's interesting. The three Rishonim is not just three different shittas, but it's three different categories of halacha. Okay? According to the Rosh, the category is cheftza. Of course, you're taking the matzah and making it into a cheftza shel korban. According to the Rashbam and Rashi, the category is via association. I don't know what to call it in halacha. It's a smuchim. Okay, smuchim. It's related to it. And according to the Rambam, the halacha category is maisa. So you have three shitas rishonim in afikoman, and every shita is associated to a different halacha category. It's interesting. Okay. Now, what I want to ask is like this. Yeah. Yes. Of what, matzah?
No, Pesach.
Yes.
Now, according to the Rosh, that when you eat matzah, in afikoman, there can be more than one device. And the same, to utilize the krefsa of the matzah like the carbon?
I hear you asking, no.
What's that?
No.
Why not?
One kizayis is enough.
Well, I understand it's enough, but if you eat more, is that doing anything?
No, because the matzah is not going to become nosa. It's not exactly the same. But what I wanted to bring in is like this. Okay, there are a few questions I wanted to ask. One question is the Rambam in Perek Shvi Halacha Aleph. He breaks down the components of the Haggadah. L'saper b'nisum v'neflos, l'hodia bonim, shelo tshuvo, arami oveirovi, halel. He breaks down all the components of the mitzvah salayla. And in the first component of Sipur, he says, V'chol ha-marech b'dvarim she'iru v'shehoyu ha-reza mishubach. Anyone who lengthens the Sipur with regard to facts that happened and that occurred is ha-reza mishubach. Okay? Where did he get that from? Where did he get that from? It's obvious. Where? I got it. Right. What does Haggadah say? Okay, Haggadah says, I would say almost the same thing. Kol ha-marbel esaper b'yitzias Mitzrayim ha-reza meshubach. The Rambam changes that. Kol ha-marbel Kol ha-marech b'dvarim she'iru v'shehayu ha-reza meshubach. And then he brings it up again later when he says, so the first, second, third, the fourth component. The fourth component is, right. V'hu, in Halacha Dalah, V'hu sheyidrosh, v'chein maslo modir she'avar minu v'far Mitzrayim, V'hu sheyidrosh. That's Lahasku Bagnusal Sain Bashevach is Vahushi Yidrosh Me Arami Ovirovi at Shidmokala Parsha, Vukola Mosif Umarich Bidrash Parsha Zu or Reza Mishabuch. Brings it in again. Why does he bring it in these two times? Why doesn't he just say carte blanche? Kala marble sapper be sees the same, Reza Mishabuch. What's wrong with that? It would include everything. He's limiting it. Why does the Rambam limit it? Okay, that's one question. Another question I want to ask is a simple question that where the Rambam in Perek Ches goes into the Seder Asuda, he says, he goes to the Matzah, Perek Ches Alochetes, the Achakach, after the mitzvahs, he says, Nimshach besuda, he continues in the suda, V'ochol kol mashal rotsu lecho, V'shosa kol mashal rotsu lishtos. Okay? So the question is, why does he have to, every year, I always thought about the question, why does he have to mention that you can eat whatever you want? What are you supposed to eat? What you don't like? I mean, it's a double passion. Ochol kol masherotzel lechol v'shosa kol masherotzel lishtos. That's Shulchan Aruch. Of course. What's the chiddush? Okay. So we let me just see. Yeah, there's one more question. What does the Rambam say on Ein Maftirin? The Rambam said, we paskin by Ein Maftirin, that the Ein Shosim, the Rif says, Ein Shosim Yayin, Ki Im Mayim Bovat. So everybody, the Rishonim, take that up. Why can't you drink wine after the Afikama? I mean, after you finish with the four courses, why can't you drink wine? Okay, they allow you to make a fifth course. It's a lengthy thing. Nobody does it. But if you're not going to make a fifth course, you can't drink wine. So all the Rishonim wonder, what's the use of drinking wine? You drank wine after the Afikoman anyways. Okay? So they say, there are several answers. One says you shouldn't become a shtaka and you should be mesapa b'ritzis Mitzrayim until you fall asleep. Okay, that's one thing. And others want to say, the Ramban has a strange answer. He says because you'll forget that you ate the matzah and you'll start your Seder over. It looks like you're starting your Seder over again. I doubt it. I don't understand the chash of the Ramban. It's a very far-fetched chash. But whatever you say, first it seems more reasonable. But whatever you say, the question is, nevertheless, the question will be, no one answers this question. Why does the Rif say Mayim Bovat? Okay, so you can't be Shosa Kosos, because the Ramban says it'll look like you're starting up the whole Seder, you're starting a Kosher Mitzvah, you're starting the Seder over again. But the other Teretz was Tamid Ben Yonah, they said that the reason is because you shouldn't become a shtaker. So why can't I drink apple juice? Because the Rif says, Veina Shosa Ela Mayim Bovat. Why does he say Mayim Bovat? And that's what we know. You see, the Rambam holds that way too. Because the Rambam says, Ve'ena toei machare haklom. Apparently he holds anything that has tam is usa, which is like the Rif, only mayim. So why is it, those are the questions. Why? Three questions. Why does the Rambam limit kol masaper? Why does he say that the suda, you can eat whatever you want, and also, why is it that you can only drink mayim after the afikoman and nothing else? Halacha. And halacha tes. Ches halacha tes. Oh, mayim has it openly? I'm sorry. Where did you say that? Yeah, you're right. Chutzman Amayim, I forgot it. Chutzman Amayim. Yeah, he corroborates what we said. That the only thing you can drink is mayim, as he said before, because it has no time. But you're right, it says it openly. Just like the Rif. Okay, nobody seems to find the source for that. If you want to say Mishtaka, or you want to say starting the Seder, so what about apple juice? Okay. Yeah, so to answer these questions, I wanted to say the following. There's a Mishnah in the end of Pesachim that states that almost the very end, it's Daf Kuf Chof. The Mishnah states, Yoshnu Miktsason Yochu, Kulan Lo Yochu. So it's speaking about if you fell asleep in the middle of the Pesach or in the middle of the Matzah. So if the Tanakhama maintains, we'll just go to the Tanakhama, I don't want to get involved in the Machlokes, it'd be too much. So the Tanakhama maintains that if you are defined as a Yoshin in the middle of the Afikoman, in the middle of the Pesach or in the middle of the Matzah, you can't continue. You can't continue to eat. Once you're a Yoshin, you may see achdas, and you can't continue. Okay? So, the Rambam makes one change. The Rambam says, Mi she yoshein besochas u'do vehekitz, ein achoz v'ocha. And then he goes on to explain that Bnei Chabor Sheyoshnu Miktsasun B'socha Suda Chozrim V'Ochlin. If only some of them ate in the middle of the Suda, and Choz V'Ochlin. Why? Because the whole Chabura didn't have a din of Shena. So since the whole Chabura didn't have a din of Shena, he's Nigrari after the Chabura, and he doesn't have a din of a Yoshin. Okay, he's buckled to the Chabura, so he's not considered a Yoshin. So if he's not considered a Yashin, he's not a mafsik, and therefore he can continue to eat. That would be by matzah, would be by Pesach. The only question is, the Rambam says, not Misha Yashin B'soch Achilas HaPesach. But he says, Misha Yashin B'soch HaSe'uda. Where did the Rambam get that idea of Yashin B'soch HaSe'uda? And the Mishnah says clearly that it's Yoshein B'Socha Achila. Not B'Socha Suda. Suda is Stama Suda. Shulchan Aruch. So where did the Rambam come to make such a switch from the Achila to the Suda? Okay. So what I wanted to say to answer this Rambam is the following. That the Rambam maintains, really, that the Seuda needs a matir. See, the Achilas HaSuda, needs a matir. Why? Because the Torah says, Mesapar ben Isman aflos balayla hazeh. So really, you're not allowed to stop. You have to keep on doing the Maisa Mitzvah Sipur balayla. So how could I have a Shulchan Aruch? What's the answer? The answer is because Shulchan Aruch is really a part of Sipur. Because you see, when the Rambam brings in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam says the Achakach Nimshach Besuda V'Ochel Kol Mashu Rotzel Echol, and then he says that just a second, where does he say that? Perek Zayin. The Rambam in Perek Zayin Halacha Zayin. He says, Lefichach, kishesoed adam balayla hazeh, tzorach lecho v'lishtos v'humesiv derecheres. V'chol echod v'echod, bein anoshim bein anoshim, chayev lishtos balayla hazeh v'kos shel yayin. Okay. But the Rambam, when he says, when he brings down the mitzvah of being masiv, he doesn't say, v'chol ha-shosa, v'b'shor ha-shosa ha-kosos v'ochal ha-matzah chayav lasev. He says, no, he says, l'fichach k'shesoed odom balay lasev, tzarech lecho v'lishtos v'masiv derecheros. Apparently the Rambam holds, and the Rambam holds it's a kiyum, to be masiv the entire suda. The entire Suda. Ram says that Vemasai Trichana Seva, Bishas Achilas Kazayas Matzav, Bishias Abakos Zelu, Usha or Achilas Yasom Hesiv Areza Meshubach. So there's a Kiyama Seva in the whole Suda. So the Rambam apparently holds that if you just Mesiv by Kosos and Matzah, so that gives it a din of masiv kol ha-suda. But if you really want to give it the full-fledged chalos of masiv ba-seva, you should masiv the entire suda. Because the Rambam says, l'fikach kishesoed adam balay laze, tzarech lecho v'lishtos hu masiv derecheres. Not just the dalakosas. Later he mentions that if you don't do dalakosas, you're not yotze. But that's a different halacha. But he's telling you that the haseva of Dalet Kosos and the haseva of Matzah really gives the whole suda the character of a seva. But if you want to do it kihilchaso, you should be mace of the entire suda. So you see, according to the Rambam, what is the suda? It's a kiyum and sipur. So what is matter you to eat the suda? What's mati you to eat the suga is the kiyam sipur, because you need a matir. Because sipur is you really chayiv in kolalayla in sipur, and you wouldn't be able to stop. But everything you do that night is all sipur. It's interesting. The Rama maintains. So in other words, it's not achila shel hanoya; it's achila shel sipur. And that's why, if you do a seva, there's a real kiyam deraisa. And that's why the question that always bothered me every year, when we're doing the shiur, so Rabbi Meir mentioned, that'll answer the question. And it does answer the question. Because why does the Rambam say, Ocho kol ma sherotzeh lecho v'lishtos v'yishos kol ma sherotzeh lishtos? Is because that you would think you can't eat an achila shel hanoya or a shiur shel hanoya. Why? Because you would think it must be a shiur shel mitzvah, shel sipur. So the Rambam has to make, which would be a minimum, keep it to a minimum. So the Rambam mentions, no, you have to, you're allowed to eat whatever you want to eat. Because since Aseva is a kiyum in the whole suda, and the whole suda is sipur, so the, every shiur and every achila that you participate in is all mitzvah. Even if you're doing it for Anor, it's a shiur shel mitzvah. Okay? So that would answer the questions we raised. That would answer the question we raised. That why does the Rambam say that Yoshein is Besoch HaSuda? Because you need a matir. You need a matir for Suda. What's the matir for Suda? That you're involved in sipur. So if you're a yoshein, your yoshein will have a din of hesach hadas. You can't be a yoshein because you're involved in sipur. So it'll have aloch of hesach hadas. And that's why the Rambam doesn't say v'chol hamarba l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim ha'reza meshubach, because it's not meshubach if you marba l'saper b'yitzias Mitzrayim. For instance, let's say I'm talking on the night of Mitzrayim about the mitzvah of Shviras Ha'etzah. You're not allowed to, the law of Shviras Ha'etzah. So I'm involved in sipur, but it's not going to be a kiyum of Kol HaMarbe. The Kol HaMarbe has to be on these two things, the two elements that really make up the essential sipur: the events, Dvarim She'iru and Dvarim She'hayu, and also darshaning the parsha. Because like the Rav says, you have to bring about the sipur through Talmud Torah. So it's Talmud Torah and it's sipur hamaisa. So in those two areas, there's a din of Kol HaMarbe. But even though if I discuss Shviras Ha'etzem, I'm still involved in sipur, I didn't do any Aveira. But there's no Kol HaMarbe over there. Because the Baal HaGadda could not have meant Kol HaMarbe L'saper B'Yitzias Mitzrayim HaReza Meshubach, for the simple reason that it's all night long. There is no din of Marba and Sipur B'Yitzias Mitzrayim. There is no din that you could say Sipur B'Yitzias Mitzrayim then for 5 minutes and then walk away. The halacha of Sipur is Kolos HaLaila. And that's why they why Misap B'Yitzias Mitzrayim Kolos HaLaila. Because if you go to sleep, okay. But if you're involved and you're up, you're chayev kolos alayla, because the layla is a leil shimurim and it's a leil sipur, and you can't do anything else. So what's matir the shulchan arech, the achila kol masherot zelecho, because the suda is a kiyam sipur and it's not a bittul. It's not just that you're involved in achila shir, you're involved in sipur, so it's a matir. So now you're involved in sipur, so you're not over the mitzvah of being besapra kol osa alayla. Okay? And that's why the Rambam couldn't learn the straight shot kol hamarbe l'saper. There's no marbe l'saper. You can only marbe in the inyone haseda. But there is no marbe in the substance of sipur. If you're tired and you go to sleep, that's it. But until that time, you have to be besapra. And that's why the Rambam says that if you fall asleep, it's Besoch HaSuda, so you were involved in sipur, so it has a din of the, what do you call it? That the person was mafsik. He was mafsik, it's Mesiach Das. This explains one more thing. The Rambam paskins that on every coast you make a bracha, like the Rif. So the question is, why really can't you be yotze? Like, for instance, okay, you'll say the Rambam paskins that the Haggadah is a mafsik. That's after washing it. But let's say the third coast, which is before the Suda, and the fourth coast, let's say after the Suda. Why can't I have in mind to be yotze with the first coast? So you're drinking the coast before the Suda, and we'll be, and I'll be, I could have in mind the fourth coast too. It's true that the Suda is a mafsik, because the halacha is, in general, also when you bench, you make another bracha, birkas adam. But what I want to say in the Rambam, what about the fourth to the third to the fourth, the third to the fourth? So yeah, I mean, you could argue that the hal is a mafsik, but I'm saying even if you didn't give that argument, according to the Rambam, you wouldn't be yotze. You can't be yotze with one kos, have in mind to be yotze another kos, because that's only in shsiya shel hanor. But in shsiya shel mitzvah, there's no din like that. Since the nature of the shsiya is sipur and shsiya shel mitzvah, so you can't have in mind if the shsiya was a shsiya shel hanor, so you can have in mind to be motzi the next kos. But since the shsiya is a shsiya shel mitzvah, so there's no din in shsiya shel mitzvah that you can have in mind the next mitzvah that you're doing. That you're doing half hour later. So it seems to me the reason why the Rambam had to paskin like the Rif is not simply because of Eschadas. You don't have to say Eschadas. It's because it's a different kind of Shia. Doesn't the Rif say Shekol Echad Mitzvah?
Yeah.
The Rif says it, right? What's the lesson of the Rif? You got it there? What? Because Kol Chad V'Chad Mitzvah.
Really?
Yeah.
Kol Echad V'Chad Mitzvah.
What was that?
Kol Echad V'Chad Mitzvah.
Say again?
Why is it
Birkas Hanah
instead of
Birkas
Mitzvah?
Why isn't it? Because the reason why it's not a Birkas Hanah is very simple. What's the answer according to the Rambam? Because Hanah is us.
But why is it Bar
Pir Gafen? No, it's Bar Pir Gafen because that's what you, because you're drinking yayin. You can't. You have to be mati. You're gonna sufkal suf. You're going to have hanah, and you have to. And asalat only hanusman almost zeblo bracha. That's impossible. But it's kavua. The kviyas of the shi is not a kviyas shel hanah, but it's a kviyas shel mitzvah. So in a kviyas shel hanah, I can say I'm kovea for the next hanah too. But in a kviyas shel mitzvah, you can't be kovei for the next mitzvah. It's a different mitzvah. That's why the Rif says. He says, "V'chad masik le lebirchas amazin sarach lachzor levarach bar pregafen." Achanami, kivin lefshle mikri mishlevar ezel vazan.
He starts with Ravina.
Ravina Amar kol echad echad mitzvah b'fnei atzmahu. Va'amri rabvisa, hol v'chol echad v'echad mitzvah b'fnei atzmo, hu barchinim bar pregofen akol kasa o kasa. That's the Rif. That's why the Rush was mevarach on the second kos, because it says you have in mind from the beginning. And having in mind from the beginning doesn't seem to be a problem, because if you the bar pregofen, you have in mind from the beginning. And if you only have one Kesayas and Mori, you have mind from the beginning. So having mind from the beginning doesn't seem to be a problem. So why by the Kosos do you make brachas, have brachas? So the Rif says, they say, because Kol Echad Echad Mitzvah. So I don't know if it's Ram Shita, maybe Ram would hold that, but it's definitely the Rif Shita. That since everyone is a mitzvah, so you can't have mind. But why can't you have mind? It's Hanoa too. The answer is because it's Kavua L'Shem Mitzvah, because it's not Kavua L'Shem Hanoa, because Hanoa is also. Hanoah is asr on that night. You need a matir. The matir, you need a matir to move away from sipur. So therefore, the bracha is a birkas on mitzvah. And since it's a birkas on mitzvah, because the shi'as yayin is mitzvah. Of course, they will kaveh the bracha of the Birchas Hanenin, because like Lewis asked before, because sof kol sof, you're going to be a nana, so therefore you have to make that bracha. But they really gave it a din of a Birchas HaMitzvah, because the essence of the Shi is mitzvah. And that's why you can't have in mind the next kosos. That's why you can't have in mind the next kosos. So that's why it answers that another, the other question we asked. What was the other question we asked? Why is it that you can only drink mayim after the Suda? Why can't you drink apple juice? But according to the Rambam, it's perfect. Because if you would drink apple juice, it would be a shsiya shel hanoya. And a shsiya shel hanoya is also because it's, you may see achdas from sipur. So the only thing you could drink would be yayin. But since you can't drink yayin, because you can't be mosel because of whatever reason, so you can't drink anything but mayim, because mayim is not really hanoya, because it's ein botam. Okay, so that would answer the question, why after the Afikomon, you can only have what? Shisiyas Mayim, which the other Rishon don't really answer. They answer with the answer on the on Yayin, but we remain with the Kasha. Why do they say only Mayim? Maybe the Lance Lav Dafka, I don't know. But according to the Ram, it's clearly Dafka, and according to the Rif. And the answer is because you'd be mafsik with Shisiyas Shalanoah. And Shisiyas Shalanoah, you have no head to fall by on that night. Okay, boss, I will stop.